Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Power steals second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allen out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilhelm moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Wilhelm moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Landis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Martin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Martin. Allison goes all the way around to score. Batty moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Aals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Vare Aals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Aals is 0 for 2 in the game. Vare Aals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 2 in the game. Stang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. There goes Ver Als trying to get to third. Landis throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Ward, who tags Ver Als for the out. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Als settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bruce Howard now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. Don Mincher pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott pinch runs for Don Mincher. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bill Plyce now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Plyce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Earl Batty. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Allison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon now playing first base. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Allen moves to second. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Allen scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-5 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.